USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas has entered its 13th day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated on Thursday that the war is expected to be prolonged, and he appealed for ongoing support. The current death toll stands at 5,100. According to the Israel Defense Forces, 203 individuals are still being held captive by Hamas. Additionally, tensions have been escalating along the border between Lebanon and Israel. The State Department has issued a warning advising Americans abroad to exercise increased caution. According to spokesman Matt Miller, the advisory issued today points to
the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests.
The advisory comes in the midst of escalating tensions between Israel and Hamas. As we approach the two-week mark since Hamas terrorists attacked Israel,
President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Biden will discuss the U.S. response to the Hamas terrorist attacks, murdering roughly 1,400 Israeli civilians on day one of the war, and all that followed. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pryor.
As the United Auto Workers strike enters its 35th day, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. The automaker says an additional 150 workers have been temporarily furloughed. Negotiations with the big three automakers show limited progress. And several Republican lawmakers report receiving death threats after they voted against Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. Representatives Drew Ferguson of Georgia and Marionette Miller Meeks of Iowa said they received threats following their withdrawal of support for Jordan during the second speaker vote on Wednesday. Representatives Don Bacon of Omaha and Nick LaLota of New York also experienced threats. It follows Jordan's second unsuccessful bid for speaker. This is USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Federal Reserve chief contends that inflation remains excessively high, suggesting a decrease in economic growth may be necessary to alleviate it.
These shorter-term measures are often volatile, and in any case, inflation is still too high, and a few months of good data are only the beginning of what it will take to build confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our goal.
Addressing the Economic Club of New York, Jerome Powell expressed uncertainty regarding the duration of these reduced readings and where inflation might stabilize in the upcoming months. Paulie from the Rocky movies has died.
Now you're a big shot fighter on the way up. You don't even throw a clump to your friend Paulie.
Burt Young, known for playing Paulie in 6 Rocky films, has died at the age of 83. Young's daughter telling the New York Times that he died earlier this month in Los Angeles. With over 160 film and television credits to his name, it was his role as Paulie in the 1976 original Rocky film that earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor. I'm Corey Myers.
The NCAA is investigating the number 2 Michigan Wolverines football program amid allegations of sign stealing. U of M and the Big Ten were both notified by the NCAA of the investigation Wednesday. The conference said it's notified the Wolverines' future opponents. And tonight, the Jacksonville Jaguars will face off against the New Orleans Saints for Thursday night football. Kickoff is 8:15 p.m. Eastern. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.